Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Marissa Risen, Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator, about National Preparedness Month. Be prepared, not scared. This is part one of a two-part interview. September is National Preparedness Month, and each year there are different focus points for the different weeks. Can you share what the focus is for this year?
Yeah, the first week is Save Early for Disaster Costs. So the unfortunate statistic is that most families don't have cash on hand to cover a $400 emergency expense. So this is not great, because bad things can happen anytime. And I know that it's not always realistic for people to be able to save. It's little bits at a time, whatever you can. Start your penny jar if you have to. That's a great way to just little by little get something spare for when you need it.
And once it goes in there, it doesn't come back out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that problem.
Yeah, I hear you.
And the other thing with the saving early, kind of related to documentation, is making sure that you've got any paperwork that has the information that you might need, your insurance information, your medical information, just making sure you have all the documents that you need stored in a safe place. If you've got, if you can have a digital copy, or if you've got a hard copy, keep it like in a Ziploc bag, keep it waterproof and keep it safe.
And with that financial aspect, what's the benefit to cash versus just having it in an electronic account in a disaster?
So if the power goes out, you might not be able to access that money that's in your bank account. And I always preach this. If you've got cash on hand, make sure it's small bills. Because if, you know, this is kind of extreme example, but in the event that you need something and all you've got is a $100 bill and somebody has what you need and they say, oh, guess what, I don't have change, you might be out your $100 bill. And if you want to go super extreme, it's always great to have precious metals, because those are always going to maintain their value. Gold and silver are always going to be worth something. And even if, you know, if you've got a half dollar silver, the old school silver half dollars, sometimes they're actually worth more for the silver than for the
monetary,
50 cents that
yeah.
they're worth. So they're always, it's always nice to have a little bit of that on hand if you can.
And what's the second week's theme or focus?
Second week is make a plan to prepare for disasters. There are all kinds of different plans you can have. You want a plan for your family. This includes communication plans. So if there's a disaster, how are you going to get in contact with your family? Because we don't, unfortunately, spend most of our time with, or fortunately, spend most of our time with our family. We've got kids at school, we're at work, we've got kids in sporting events, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. So the chances that something bad will happen when you're not around your family is pretty significant. So you want to make sure that if you can't get a hold of each other, that you have a plan where you're going to meet, that you've got a safe place to go, and that contact person that you've got. So we've got an out-of-state contact that we can all check in with. You want to make sure that out-of-state contact knows that they're your out-of-state contact. So
and
that
maybe
when you
reciprocate that.
Yes, exactly. We've got an out-of-state contact in Florida, and, you know, we're keeping an eye on her right now as Dorian is passing by. And then we've got, you know, contacts in Texas. So spread the love.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen talking about preparedness. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.